Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, and I'm commenting on our president's first visit to the United Kingdom because President Connolly, she visited Northern Ireland just a few days ago, so she's back in the south now. And remember, President Connolly, she was only inaugurated a couple of months ago, November. So she crossed the border and she went to Derry. She went to Stormont Castle as well, which is, of course, where the Northern Ireland Assembly is housed. So Catherine Connolly, she has expressed a desire to see Northern Ireland leave the United Kingdom and fuse with the Republic before the end of her term. Remember, it's a 7-year term. There's a possibility of a second term. That's the maximum allowed by on Bunraacht na hÉireann. Now she's only elected by the people in the Republic. I remember us Irish citizens who are resident overseas, we're not allowed to vote. Although oddly enough, Northerners are permitted to stand for the presidency as the late and undemented evil oppressor, Martin McGuinness, he fielded his candidature for the office of Uachtaráin na hÉireann and was sent packing, heavily defeated, I'm very pleased to say. Even though he didn't even live in the Republic, that's daft. Our law is right. If you don't live in the Republic of Ireland, you shouldn't be allowed to cast a ballot, okay? So but I take an interest in the politics of Southern Ireland, not as much. They don't actually live there. They had to pay taxes to our government. And yeah, so I'm not impacted by the decisions of the Oireachtas and so forth. So the United Kingdom's got it wrong, allowing emigrants to vote for us up for 20 years after they leave the United Kingdom. So yeah, and it went very well. And of course, many nationalists in the North regard her as their president, even though she's not. Okay, but they like to wave tricolours. So she was well received. So in Londonderry, she went to various museums. The Apprentice Boys Hall, for example, that's a loyalist organization. These people, they don't regard her as their president, but they received her courteously. And the Museum of so-called Free Derry and so on. So then I think she was in that Guild Hall when she met Gregory Campbell. Now, Mr. Campbell, he's a Member of Parliament for East Londonderry, as in not the city. He grew up on the water side of Derry, so East Bank of the River Foyle. And he's been in politics for over 40 years. There's that documentary in which he starred at the Edge of the Union, saying, here I am, I'm advocating for freedom and democracy, and I'm against the terrorist desire to oppress us, to deprive us of our citizenship, to force us into the Republic, and so on. So so he excoriated her oration, saying it was imbalanced and one-sided. Well, I mean, that's true. I'm not sure it's a bad thing. She is a nationalist. She makes no bones about it. Fine. It's a completely honourable position. It's not the one that I shared. She called the city Derry repeatedly. But that's what a high majority of the citizens of Derry would call it. I can't think what else. I mean, that is the historic name, Jorrah Oakwood. And Derry City Council in the early 80s, they voted that the city council be called Derry rather than Londonderry City Council. He said we ought to call it Londonderry occasionally. I mean, I mostly call it Derry. I don't care what people call it, the maiden city, stroke city. I'm not one of those who's going to throw a tantrum if people use nomenclature that I wouldn't. I call the county Londonderry. I call the county Derry. I mean, I don't mind. But don't tell me what to call it. I'll choose my words and you won't. Goodness. So anyway, she talked about, how obviously the Winter Olympics is coming up. Speaking Irish, which actually very few people in Derry can speak. So there we go. So so in her speech, she referenced Bloody Sunday and she said the victims still haven't full justice. Now, some of the parachute regiment soldiers who shot people dead that day in Derry, they were found not guilty at a trial recently. The fact that terrorists are just not put on trial. Now, obviously, those people shouldn't have been shot dead and so on. I know the parachute regiment, they were attacked every day for months, and they've been attacked about 10 minutes earlier before those people started shooting. I haven't read the Savile Inquiry report. It's so many hundreds of pages long. But I think its conclusions are correct. I could be wrong, but I am minded to think so. Very few people dispute them. He said, Gregory Campbell said, she wasn't reflecting the concerns of the unionist community enough, and the unionists have been driven out of the bog side and so forth. All right, so you wouldn't expect him to agree with nationalist oratory, and unsurprisingly, he didn't. and said, you've come to our countries in the United Kingdom, I'm going to your country, in as much as he's about to visit Southern Ireland, he's going to speak at a debate in Beaulieu Ó Cliath. So there we go. So, I mean, he flew the flag for the Union. All right. Some people think that he was discourteous in what he said. I suppose I didn't. I mean, it's a forthright exchange of views. But President Connolly, she maintained her decorum. And that's it. So, I mean, most Irish presidents have visited the North, well, certainly since the 90s. Yeah, well, definitely Mary Robinson, Mary McAleish, Michael D. Higgins. Did any of them? Patrick D. Hillary visited in the early 70s, but he wasn't present at the time. I mean, during the term of office, I don't think Carullo or Dawler visited, or indeed Erskine Childers. There's been a risk of assassination to, what was I going to say, to from loyalist terrorists and so forth. Okay, so there were no particular gaffes from President Connolly, and she showed how good she is at basketball. I mean, not terribly. One wouldn't expect a 60-something woman to be excellent at that. She's not known as an athlete, but she was actually quite trim for someone of that age. That's it. She was showed how she could play football, I mean, soccer, as we call it in the Republic, during her election campaign. Okay, so being to Belfast, Derry and Stormont. Now, did she formally address the Assembly of Northern Ireland? I don't know. So we know that she's sympathetic to nationalism. All right. A high minority of people in Northern Ireland are nationalists, like 40%, possibly more. And the desire to hold a plebiscitary vote to take Northern Ireland out of the United Kingdom, to unite with the Republic, is possible. And that might even be carried. That wouldn't be the end of the world. The Republic of Ireland, a very free country, very prosperous, very impressive country these days. Some ways better than the United Kingdom. Sometimes I think the UK ought to apply to join the Republic, which I would vote for. Monarchist though I am, I want to see Ireland and Great Britain reunited. You know, ideally under the Union flag. I could live with it under the tricolour. I don't want to join the European Union, the UK to join. But, you know, if doing that would bring us together, then that is a price I'm willing to pay. Identify with the British Isles, particularly Ireland, to a lesser extent Great Britain. And the whole, not the part, you know. All right. So what do you think? Was Catherine Connolly's visit to Northeast Ulster successful? Of course, Ulster is 9 counties. Northern Ireland is 6 counties. But, you know, these things change. There was a time when Louth was regarded as part of Ulster. It was a time I got a map from like the 17th century showing Clare as a county of Connacht. Or was that just a mistake? So boundaries change. The meaning of Ulster has been even smaller than the 6 counties. Tyrone was a separate kingdom at a time, or Tyrconnell, it's now Donegal, was a separate realm at another time. Okay, but mostly her oratory was well received, possibly cleared with the Northern Ireland Executive and His Britannic Majesty's Government as well before she delivered these speeches. So she was joyously welcomed by nationalists, much rejoicing to see her there. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.